Now, from some humble beginnings way back in the late 70s, Newtown Festival has firmly embedded itself into the calendar of beloved Sydney events. Everyone adores the music and the food and the stalls and, of course, the writer's tent. And, you know, no one goes away without seeing the dog show and falling in love a little bit. But the festival is much, much more than that. It is the major fundraiser for the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, the NNC, who provide frontline services for people doing it tough all around the Inner West. Now, Lizzio is the CEO of the NNC. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I just was looking back and, you know, you and I were talking off air, 40 years of the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, 39 years of the festival. They've been intrinsically linked for so long.
Yeah, no, it's really quite extraordinary. I don't know of too many festivals that have had that sort of longevity. And I think that's a big part of the reason why. Because it's Newtown. It's Newtown's festival. It's Newtown Neighbourhood Centre's festival. But it belongs to that community, and that community really owns that festival.
And really respond to it as well.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's extraordinary. I've been going myself for many, many years. And it's just like a fixture on your annual calendar. Every second Sunday in November, that's where you are.
And I was thinking before, as a fundraiser, it's such a perfect one for the Inner West. I mean, it is a very Inner Westy style of getting people together and saying, help out people around you.
Absolutely. You know, that to me is the heart of Newtown, is people, and it sounds so old-fashioned in a way, people care in Newtown.
Yeah.
It's that simple. They care. They are compassionate. And that's the connection that we want to make sure people understand with the festival, that all of those artists that give their time so generously, you know, they are making this incredible contribution to the work that we do. And we want people to recognise that in coming to the festival, that connection, that contribution is being made by them.
Absolutely. And of course, the centre itself just grew out of, you know, concerned people of the area thinking that something needed to be done.
Yep. Yep. And in a way, that's still how things are. You know, we're still, when we talk to our community about what are the issues that they care about, they're always talking about things like protecting the Newtown vibe, you know, keeping it quirky and real and interesting and artistic and creative. They're always talking about concerns around homelessness and housing affordability. And that's, those two things for me are very much linked, because that's the kind of area that that Newtown is, and what we want to try and preserve, you know, with all of the change that is inevitable in that area, we want to still preserve that core heart of care, compassion, creativity and quirkiness.
So we talk about it being a fundraiser for frontline services, but what sort of stuff are we talking about? What does the Neighbourhood Centre do?
Yeah, look, a key focus for us is people at risk of homelessness and social isolation. And while there is, of course, gentrification and things like that going on in the inner city area and in the Newtown area, there are still many, many people doing it very tough in that area. There's many people who still want to remain and should be able to remain connected to that area. So I'll give you an example. Every day, our doors are open during the day for anyone who wants to come in for information, support, referral. And about 70% of the people who come through our doors are coming in with some sort of issue around housing or homelessness. One of my team sent me a great email just the other day from someone who'd come in and said, you know, I came into the centre, someone was able to help me find, you know, accommodation that I hadn't been able to find. They gave me some tax help as well to get my tax return done. And then I looked up on the wall and I saw a poster with a picture of myself. And she said, I was absolutely chuffed. And then she said, but you know what? I'd love a photo of you guys to put on my wall. And I thought, oh, that's a beautiful piece of feedback. That was literally just an email that one of the team sent me this week from someone saying, because, you know, you guys have helped me so much. So it's just that sometimes quite profound but quite simple help for people. And the other thing that we just started very recently, following our Newtopian Dream Sleep Out and some other fundraising we've been doing, is an outreach to people who are sleeping rough on the streets of Newtown. And just yesterday, there were about 8 people that were spoken to and outreached to. And 6 of those people were able to get on a pathway to some more secure housing. Not immediately, but one person was able to be immediately supported that night. So these are the people who are right outside our door at the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, up and down King Street and in Camperdown Park, where the festival's going to be. And we're engaging with other members of our community, councils, police. You know, we're working with everyone, and that's a key role that we can play as a neighbourhood centre. It's not just us, it's us working with that overall community.
Yeah, those stories are absolutely amazing. And I think what I like is that we talk about people at risk of homelessness, because you don't want to be helping people after they've already had to start sleeping rough. But homelessness is Well, the risk of it affects so many people, a frightening amount in this city.
Exactly, and increasingly so. Like, the rough sleeping is an obvious sign, but as we all know, and everyone, you know, many people know how close they are themselves to that experience. So it's not an us and them thing. You know, we're all, you know, many, many people now are in that category of being at risk. And obviously, we're often dealing with and working with people who are right on the very extreme end of that with rough sleeping, or people who are in and out of boarding houses, which can be very insecure accommodation and not always the safest accommodation. While some boarding houses are doing an excellent job, and we've just recognised that recently, actually, some of the really good boarding houses in the inner west, we wanted to acknowledge that, because we're not just about who's not doing the right thing. We want to recognise the people who are trying to provide low cost and decent accommodation for people who need it.
Now, jumping back to the festival, it's grown a lot. Did you imagine it was going to be the size it
No,
is?
Well, I wasn't around when it started 39 years ago. Well, I was around, but I wasn't running it. But certainly, you know, there's many of us who, and many other locals who have seen it when it was a much more, you know, small few people in the park, you know. And look, I guess that is the challenge when you do get big, like it is. You know, the police usually quote that there's anywhere between 80 and 90,000 people attending throughout the whole day.
Wow.
You know, that's like when you hear about the football numbers, you know, they usually talk about a stadium of 90,000 people. That is an awful lot of people. But I guess we want to really come back to keeping it local as well, even though it might be big. But we want to have, like, this year we've got all the local artists and performers from the inner west. That was a real focus of the program this year. And we still want to keep that Newtown heart. We welcome everyone to Newtown, and we know there's lots of people, obviously, who come from outside the inner west to the festival, and everyone is welcome to come to the festival. But we want to keep that Newtown heart.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's hard to do when something gets big, but I think the festival's managed it, I really do.
Yeah, that's what we hope. Yep.
Yeah. Liz, we'll leave it there. Thank you so very much. Now, it is on next weekend. People are invited to go along. It's a suggested $5, or rather expected $5 donation as people
Yes,
come
we
through.
would greatly welcome that. As I'm sure everyone understands, this is a fundraiser,
and
we want to recognise people are giving their time and honour that, you know, by people saying, yeah, look, if I was going to a paid festival, I think they'd be paying a lot more money than that.
A lot more money.
So know that you're contributing to doing something about homelessness and people who are at risk of social isolation as well in the inner west.
Well, I look forward to going along. Liz, thank you so very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Nick.
An absolute pleasure. Get yourself down there. Get ready for it. 2SCR is proud to be supporting it. Make sure you head to it. All the details are available. You know where they are. You can head to newtownfestival.org, find all the details you need.